Local officials are trying to get ahead of a potential boom of mosquitoes in the next week or so, WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
Let's start off with a couple of facts. One, mosquitoes breed in standing water. Two, right now, there is a lot of standing water. As many neighborhoods continue to drain and try to dry out after last week's floods, county officials are trying to make sure that a bumper crop of mosquitoes isn't on the way. Keith Wilkins is the director of the Escambia County Community and Environment Department.
At this point in time, we don't have any increase, anything abnormal in terms of numbers of mosquitoes. Our full staff, plus several others, are out right now trapping mosquitoes, assessing low-lying areas, flooded areas, and treating those areas with larvicide, which prevents the larvae from hatching out into the adult mosquitoes, which then, you know, cause a nuisance.
Wilkins says that while there's no increase in insect activity yet, they do expect to see a mini mosquito baby boom in the next week or so, which is why it's all hands on deck for Escambia County's mosquito control team.
We have a very extensive monitoring and trapping network around the county just to monitor all the low-lying areas so we can pinpoint where we see mosquitoes increasing at any time. And then also, like I say, the treatment. We are currently larviciding all the low-lying areas, and if need be, we can begin the adult siding operations, which is the truck fogging that everybody's familiar with. However, we try to avoid that because that is spraying everybody, everything with chemicals, which we try to minimize.
Over in Santa Rosa County, the fogging for adult mosquitoes has begun already. Joyce Abuka is the public information officer for Santa Rosa County.
We're actually at a full fogging schedule started on Monday. So that is, usually they ramp up to that, but we are at a full fogging schedule.
Santa Rosa County is also treating the county ditches and retention ponds, as well as county-maintained retention ponds with larvicide. But there's still a lot of other standing water 1 week after the storm.
Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of treatment that we can do for the roads and areas that may have standing water there. But people can, if the water has receded from their home, do a lot to prevent mosquitoes around their house.
And that is to make sure you empty any standing water in containers around your home.
Flower pots, your rain gutters, rain barrels, toys, fountains that may not have a pump turned on them and the water is circulating. All of those can be breeding grounds for mosquitoes. So it's just good practice for people to go around and check their yard once a week and dump these things.
For people who still have flood water standing on their property, that water can be treated. Again, Keith Wilkins from Escambia County.
If you have standing water in your yard that you can't drain, that you think is going to be there for a while, you can always go to one of the home improvement stores and buy some mosquito briquettes and just toss those into the puddled water, the ponded water, and it will then prevent the larvae from hatching into the mosquito form.
However, no system is able to eradicate 100% of mosquitoes in your area, so every official we talked to recommended the same steps to protect yourself from becoming a mosquito snack. Avoid being outdoors at dawn or dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Dress in clothing that covers your arms and legs and leaves little skin exposed, and use an insect repellent that contains DEET. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.